Damien, you were going to be up against it tonight against a very, very talented Downing's team, and certainly played well at times in that game, but McCool's were always in control.
Yeah, you know, we had to play very well. Our attacking game had to be very good because their attackers were top class. You know, even the, I think, two as good a goals as you'll see from them, the two McGrathys and Paddy obviously inside. So that was always going to take a lot of marking. But no, we're delighted. You know, Oisín had a very good game, got in the goals inside, all worked well. We were probably disappointed at half time. We missed a few scores, you know, in and around the scoring area. But in all fairness, now we're absolutely delighted just to get the win and get out of there.
Yeah, because there were only 6 points between the sides at half-time, Damien. You've got a penalty just before half-time. But I would suggest the two goals from Oisín Gallen in the early stages of the second half more or less decided this issue.
Aye, they did, aye, but you just never know the way the game is now. You know, we saw them against Glenties early in the Championship and they went in at half-time 6 points down and they probably should have won that game. They were two up near the end. So, you know, they're never going to go away. And I know SP and Cookie are obviously involved there and I've worked with SP in the past, so they're always going to be fit and full of fight and full of pride, so it was always going to go down to the wire, and they kept fighting in fairness, but we just had that, like, our attacking play was really, really sharp at times, and we got the few extra scores just that made us safe, yeah, near the end there.
And it shows the win over Glenswilly last weekend was so, so important, wasn't it, Damien? Because it made sure that you were in a preliminary quarter final, made it count tonight, got the job done against Downing's, and all of a sudden back into the last eight of the Championship.
Yeah, and that's what it was all about from day one. You know, we're only where we wanted to be and where we expected to be. We had two good performances against Unions and Guidoor, but going into the Glenswilly game, we knew they were going to count for nothing unless we got the job done last week. So we were well up for it last week. You would have been very happy with how the boys trained during the week. You know, we'd be delighted with just the atmosphere around the camp and that, and competition for places too. And we knew we'd get a performance. You know, it was a bit sloppy at times, a few things that we definitely need to work on, but that's probably a good place to be going into a quarter final. You know, off the back of a good performance, still having things to work on, you know.
Yeah, and a 2 week break now. The draw for the quarter finals will be made tomorrow night. It's an open draw, Damien, so you just don't know what lies ahead.
No, you haven't a clue. Hey, if the draw so far hasn't been overly kind to us, so we'll not expect anything great. But when you get to this stage, it's going to be competitive, it's going to be tight, it's going to be real. Like, all teams are set up well now. Very professional in how they do things, and no matter who you get, it's going to be a very tough game, but we're just delighted to be in quarter final.
And this time last year in the quarter final, beaten by St Michael's, probably well beaten on the day. Do you feel you're in a better position this year? Do you feel you are more capable of challenging and maybe getting into the last four?
I suppose I wasn't involved last year, so I can't really comment on that. But I know there's a freshness amongst us at the moment. The boys went into that game last year maybe with a few injuries and that. I know from talking to Gary, a few of the main men were probably out injured. But where we are at the moment, we're very fresh. The heads are fresh. The bodies are fresh. So, you know, I think it's as good a place as you could be going into it. We had a full panel to pick from tonight. And we'll hopefully now seem to have got through it okay. Maybe Luke's got a wee bit of a knock, but we took him off precautionary. So we should have a full squad the next night as well, which will be very positive.